In this portion of our WCDO interviews, I caught up with canoe regatta champion Serge Corbin.
Whenever General Clinton canoe regatta time is around, we always think of you and your records here and your paddling career. And I just wanted to check in and ask how things are going.
Yeah, I'm going pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. Just, I'm not paddling much, but I'm paddling a little bit. But, you know, I'm still keeping shape and doing some bit of bike. And
So you're not racing?
No, I don't train enough. And, you know, I have a problem with my shoulder so many years now. And I know that thing's boring me if I train too hard, you know. If I don't train much, it's okay. When I train hard and long, and it gets boring, you know, and just I think it's old muscles, you know.
How old are you now?
57.
Hey, do you do any smaller races up there?
No, I didn't do. I have to train, you know. If I, you know, I am. If I race, I will race for try to win or try to win a top. I don't want to just do it for fun, but I'm like, you know, I just go for train, but not racing.
You must keep track a little bit, or people fill you in on different folks coming down to paddle the General Clinton. This year, Andy Trebold is paddling with someone from your area, Samuel Frigo, and he is 18 years old. What do you know about this kid?
Hey, it's a very good kid. I raced with him 2 years ago, a little race, and we won. It was tight, but he's getting there, you know. He's a strong kid, and, you know, he learns quick, and he is a very good paddler, good steerman.
He'll
be really good, you know, and have a couple of good kids around here now.
Does his family paddle?
No, not his family. His family just be around, but they don't paddle. But they're close, you know, and the Blair brothers.
Yes.
You know, the Blair brothers there, and I think Guillaume finished second last year. But they're really friendly with those guys, and they live close, and he paddles since, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8 years now, you know. It's a young kid, but he has a lot of background, you know, in the canoeing.
Well, he's a very lucky young kid. Some of the folks you're naming who paddle with him, as well as yourself, he must have been thrilled to be able to paddle a race with you.
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, was his dream, and I said, okay, we'll do one, you know, and That was fun. It was a little race, you know, like 1.5, 2 hours.
Do you miss racing?
Not much, no. I'm just kind of boring at that, or, you know, we're not focused like I used to be, you know, for racing. It's not something I miss, you know. I miss a lot now. I did so many races, you know. You have to, you know, to have the stress and focus on that all the time in a race, you know, and you have to think about your race all the time, and when you don't do that, you don't have the head there.
How's the boat business?
I'm doing good, yeah. I'm working that, work some paddles, sell Bubba's paddles there.
How many boats a year do you make?
Oh, it's never the same, never the same. Sometimes I work on mulls and I can do 2 or 3 boats, and other years I can make 10 boats, you know. It's average about 8, 10 boats, you know.
They're a long list of people, because when we see these entries, we see the Corbin boats in there a lot.
Yeah, but there is some, the old boats, you know, they still use it. Every year if I make 7, 8 boats, so they're still going for 30 years. You know, we have some boat there for 30 years, you know. Just they're good, and I don't do boat ahead, you know. I have names and what I'm building boat for peoples, and they order it.
Even if you're not competing, do you go, like, to the Classique and check it out?
Well, I checked out the third day or something there, but I'm not, you know, I don't stay, no, on the side of the river and check, and, no, I'm not... I'm not a guy like that. I think I have a lot of things to do around, and I'm going for, you know, get my place for hunting ready, and go fishing. Sometime I'm going fishing that weekend there. We have friends live up north, and they have a good weekend there, so they call us to go for fishing. So sometime I fish, you know, and I come back here for the last day, for the third day.
How is your brother Claude doing?
He's doing fine. Yeah, he's doing fine, too.
Appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and as usual, we'll miss you down here, but this race and your name are synonymous. It's always good to talk to you about what you're doing, and people love to hear about it, and I really do thank you for your time, Serge.
Okay.
28-time winner of the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, the now-retired Serge Corbin. For Canoe Regatta Coverage 2014, I'm Craig Stevens.